Without trust, society stagnates.
Economies decline.
And businesses fail.
My Security Media believes through security,
trust between individuals,
organisations,
and government can be maintained. Welcome to the
Cybersecurity
Weekly Podcast.
Welcome to the Cybersecurity Weekly Podcast, recording in Sydney and joined by Shemaine Tan. Shemaine, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
Shemaine, you're the Cybersecurity Advisor for Asia Pacific for PrivaSec, and that's most right. People will know you as the organiser for the Cyber Risk Meetups.
Yep.
And that's what we're going to talk about.
Sounds good.
We probably held, a good half a dozen or so last year, and they're just getting more popular.
Yeah.
You've just held a global CISO town hall on Twitter. That was this week on February the 6th. We're going to talk about that. Your next event is with the Australian Information Security Association on February the 20th.
Mm-hmm.
And then we're going to talk about what the roadmap's looking for the rest of the year. Sound good?
Nice.
Great. Talk us through your global CISO town hall.
Yeah, that was really, really exciting. We had a lot of people turning up for that. So we had a couple of CISOs all over the globe. So a number from the US, quite a few of them from Australia itself, and a few of them from Singapore. And they had to wake up at 6 a.m. for this.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, I was glad it was 9 o'clock Sydney time, so that wasn't too bad.
Yeah.
And I did try to follow it. We're going to just go through, because there was a number of questions that were raised throughout. And it was a Twitter fest, right? So where did the idea come from and how did it work overall?
Yeah, it originally started in the US.
Yeah.
So in the US, it was quite popular. So Carmen Marsh from the US reached out to me and was suggesting, why not we do it in Australia, or rather we do it for the Asia Pacific region.
And you thought, damn it, let's just go to the globe, hey?
Yeah, exactly. Yes. So she reached out to a number from the US. I reached out to a few from the UK. So we had Jane Franklin joining us. And then a couple of CISOs like Berin from Telstra, Darren from Australia, iCare, and then also like Magda Chelli from Singapore.
Yeah.
And
well, there's too many to mention.
Yeah, exactly.
For how many? 10 or so CISOs advisors there?
Even the APAC CISO from Barclays. So a lot of different industries and different countries. So it was very exciting because they brought to the discussion a very diverse perspective and diverse experience.
I think that was one thing I took out of it in terms of the key questions that were raised is things around hiring people, communications, and I suppose dealing with vendors and the like as well, and what the solutions are compared to what the sort of the reality is.
Yeah.
What was a bit of a takeaway for you?
I like the fact that they talk about, you know, how do they go about, like, their challenges, right, in terms of defending security to the board, you know, when they want to buy a new product or solution, or even how do they go about to communicate to the board, like what techniques they use and tips about it. So it was quite interesting. I particularly like what Darren shared about, like, his strategy in using, like, a blended communication strategy, the SMS, which stands for, like, simple, using measures, and then he will kick off using stories.
Yeah.
So I think that was really very very practical. And even Berin talked about, you know, not keeping it too technical, you know, getting rid of the jargons and essentially, you know, coming down to the level of the board. So it's really like they break it down into really simple tips that's helpful for everyone across the board. So I thought
another
that was
one interesting one was FUD, so fear, uncertainty, and doubt.
Yeah,
And avoid that sort of approach of selling fear. That's kind of where that came from.
Yeah, it's about just getting rid of, you know, scare gimmicks, because everyone's you know, pretty much desensitized to that these days. And it's about using a more positive way to communicate security, and, you know, going away from the negative aspect to it. Yeah,
very good. Now, February, was there anything else out of the CISO town hall?
Oh, I think that was brilliant, because it was the first time we've ever done this in Australia and in Singapore. And it was really great. We had like 250,000 impressions just during that 1 hour itself.
Yeah.
And about 52,000 accounts were, you know, joining us live as well. So that was really good.
Yeah, not bad at all. Well, look, there's a rundown on Shemaine Tan's LinkedIn page. She's got some comments there and
runs through all the questions. Some key highlights.
Yeah. So look, then you have the likes of Darren Argyle, Magda Chelli, and Matthew Rosenquist as well there. So that's well worth the read, particularly if you're a CISO or you are dealing with CISOs. That was the idea, right?
Yeah, exactly.
To get their insights.
Yep.
20th February here in Sydney for ASAR and the Cyber Risk Meetup.
So that's our very first Cyber Risk Meetup of the year.
Good.
It's going to be in Sydney. And that's a joint event with ASAR itself. So that's we actually focused on discussing a couple of things. We're going to address like the upcoming APRA CPS 234 standard. We'll look at case studies on how the govern entities can actually uncover like the true dollar value of risk.
Yep.
So it'll be really practical and helpful.
Interesting. I met with Macquarie University today. So Leslie Ball is there and Dan Barron, I think, from Ernst & Young.
Yep.
And we have Wilson got Police Chu, Bank,
Head of Wilson Security. Chu, yeah? Yep.
And Branko, most of the ASA crew chair. Will know Branko, and you'll be moderating that panel.
Yep.
What's your insight so far into the APRA standard 234? We just did an interview, so the previous podcast, I think our previous episode, just touched on that with AC3. So they consult a lot and managed service provider to New South Wales government.
Yeah.
And that was kind of the first time I heard about it. It comes into effect on the 1st of July.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's well worth attending if you aren't across what that's going to be, particularly if you're in sort of financial.
Yeah, there are different ways to go about like helping, you know, organizations to be compliant to that. But one of the things we'll probably be discussing is also about FAIR. FAIR is quite popular in the US. It's a way to like measure the dollar value of risk. Yeah. And a lot of companies in Australia is now looking at, you know, how they can go about to bring this in as well.
Yep.
It's quite popular in the banking and financial services industry.
So that's going to be, well, it's also the ASA Sydney chapter event. And where is that going to be?
NAB
Auditorium in Miller Street.
Yeah.
Great. So you can find out more information if you're an ASA member. It'll be on the ASA events page. Otherwise, Cyber Risk Meetups. And I believe even we haven't even gone to air yet, but by the time this is air, you're sold out.
Pretty sold out. Yeah, so, oversubscribed. Yeah.
Okay. Well, there'll be more around that 234, I imagine, before 1st of July.
Yep. And also Danny, the Sydney chair... chapter lead for FAIR will be there, great. You know, doing a bit of a presentation. So it'd be good to hear from him. Yeah, Danny Wen. Yeah.
Very good. And what's the roadmap looking like for April, May, right?
Yes, lots of things coming our way. So maybe I'll just continue with Sydney. So in March, we are currently planning one with CBA. That's going to be quite a big one. And we have, planning quite a number of exciting things, so stay tuned for that. We also have one on the 10th of April in Perth.
I'm going to try and get over there for that.
Yeah.
We've got Dan from GHD over there.
Exactly. Off the back of the, when was last year's one? It was really successful.
That was in November. That was part of Cyber Week in Western Australia. So thanks to GHD, Red Piranha, and Kinetic IT. Give the sponsors another plug for those.
Yes.
One in Melbourne.
And we're also going to be having one on the 11th of April. So that's a lunch and learn session, probably maybe being hosted at ANZ Bank. So that will be a joint event with the Australian Women in Security Network, the AWSN. So that's going to be exciting. I have quite a number of like C-level people already lined up for the panel. So definitely not to miss out that one. And also not to miss out on Singapore and Brisbane. So Brisbane is still in the mix, still planning actually. So I don't really have the exact date for that. But for Singapore, we are looking at sometime in May.
Okay.
Yeah. So all the details will be on the Cyber Risk Meetup website.
Cyberriskmeetup.com. That's the one.
Yep.
I mentioned a few sponsors there. We've also got Illumio is joining us this year. For a few events, and Illumio is now on the Australian Cybersecurity Magazine.
Mm.
There's a white paper there on protecting your crown jewel applications.
Yeah.
So get a copy of that when it suits.
Mm-hmm.
And
I think maybe just to give a quick introduction for those who are new to the Cyber Risk Meetup. We've been running for about maybe under 2 years. And across all the different states in Australia and in Singapore, we have about 1,500 cyber riskers attendees right now. And each event, we usually have about 120 to 150 that will turn up. So it's very exciting because it's a time where you can just network with your peers. A lot of CXOs would attend these events. So you get to meet from, actually learn from the top and also have very real discussions. So that's the uniqueness of our event.
It's a bit of a no sales type of approach. It's networking and learning session. It's a good format.
Yeah. So, and we do join events from time to time as well to partner with other associations to support them. So like there's another upcoming one with ISACA. Forgot to mention that in May and in October as well.
Okay, great. Yeah. Well, while I've got the audience with us, we've got, so now it's early February, so we'll get this podcast out within the next few days, hopefully. But on the 8th of March, International Women's Day, we will plug ISACA, have a She Leads Tech event in Sydney. ASIS International have a Sundowner in Sydney. And there's one in Melbourne as well. I think it's called FIT, Females in IT, that we've reached out for. They haven't got back to me yet, but we'll try and... I know that Michelle Price and Julian Mangrant are on the panel there. And we're doing a special edition of the Australian Cybersecurity Magazine. It's an all-women edition for International Women's Day.
That's a great one.
And Shemaine, you're putting a paper in for that as well, aren't you?
Yeah, still writing. Now. Still writing.
Very good. So, no, we've got a really good lineup of that, and there'll be events Melbourne and Sydney and probably elsewhere for International Women's Day. So all good. With that, we will close off. And thanks for joining us on the Cybersecurity Weekly Podcast, Shemaine.
Thank you, Chris. Good to be back again.
Absolutely. It's a big year.
Yeah, definitely.
See you soon. Bye.
Bye.